We go now across the border to Pakistan. There's growing pressure on that country's military ruler, General Pervez Musharraf, to explain the fate of hundreds of people who seem to have disappeared. Human rights activists say they're being detained against international law by Pakistan's intelligence agencies. NPR's Philip Reeves has just visited that country and filed this report.
It's a year and a half since Amina Masood Janjua's husband vanished. He set off on a trip from his home in the Pakistani city of Rawalpindi. Amina says he didn't get beyond the bus stop. Since then, her life's been a combination of misery and anger.
I feel the pain. I'm going through it. I know how it hurts. It's like a fire which is burning within you. It's never-ending fire.
Amina's husband is an educator and a businessman called Masood Ahmed. He's 45. She says he heads a college, a travel agency, and a charitable foundation that runs a hospital. He's deeply religious. Amina insists he has no links with Islamist militant groups. She believes he was picked up by Pakistan's intelligence agencies during an indiscriminate roundup after the London bombings in July 2005. She says she's received indirect, anonymous messages saying the agencies are holding him. But that's all she knows.
I'm still in the dark. I don't know which agency, why, what crime he has done, and how long he's going to be kept like this.
Amina and Masood have three children. The youngest is 10. Without Masood, the family's struggling.
We have financial problems. We have emotional, psychological. Our businesses are ruined. What my husband was doing, totally I'm incapable of attending to so many fronts. I have to look after the family. They are so badly hurt.
The number of people who disappeared, 2 in 2001, 4 in 2002, 4 in 2003.
I.A. Rahman is director of Pakistan's Human Rights Commission.
Then they start picking up. 12 in 2004, 43 in 2005, and 99 in 2006.
Rahman says it used to be rare for Pakistan's security services to abduct and secretly detain people, but not anymore. Political opponents of Pakistan's military ruler, General Pervez Musharraf, are speaking out, among them Professor Khurshid Ahmed.
The scale on which these disappearances are taking place is a new phenomenon. He's becoming more repressive. He's acting as the agent of Bush.
Some of the relatives of those who've disappeared have gone public, led by Amina. They've taken the cases of 41 missing people to the courts. These have ordered the authorities to explain where these people are. At least 18 have since been released. Amina says they were all held by military intelligence. But that's it. The fate of scores of others remains a mystery. Rahman of Pakistan's Human Rights Commission has a theory about why the Pakistani authorities feel able to detain significant numbers of people without charge or access to lawyers. He says after 9/11, the Pakistani security services arrested hundreds of suspects at the behest of the US. Some ended up at Guantanamo Bay.
The methods adopted by external friends of Pakistan has emboldened the state functionaries in Pakistan to do the same thing to their own people.
People who, says Rahman, often have no links with Islamist militancy, but are domestic opponents of the government of another kind. For example, supporters of the nationalist movement in the Pakistani province of Balochistan.
The major problem is not Al-Qaeda or terrorists, you know, of the variety you know of, but these are political dissidents. They belong to groups which are opposed to the government of Pakistan because they want greater autonomy for their region.
In the end, for Amina Masood Janjua, one issue matters above all others, and that's getting her husband back.
Our family life is finished. My children have become very frustrated. They keep on asking questions. What have my father done, and why has the military taken him? And for how long they are going to keep him?
NPR sought an answer to that question from Pakistan's Interior Ministry. It declined to be interviewed. Philip Reeves, NPR News.